One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Redmen News. I'm joined by Ross, and I am Tom, to bring you all of the Redmen News, as the title of the channel is called. I guess we'll start it off with the Liverpool stars next in line for contract extensions. John Matip, James Milner, loads of people. To be honest with you, we're not going to go too much in depth on this because Chris is doing a show right now with James Pearce, talking really in depth with the guy who wrote the article, so that's going to be fantastic. So we'll kind of skip over that, but I just wanted to make you aware of that. It will be out on the Redmen TV channel later on. Next one, Ross. Momo Sissoko basically was on RMC Sport in France.
Yep.
And they basically asked loads of Liverpool fans what they thought of Momo Sissoko, and at the end, after the clips, he starts tearing up, and he says, at the very end, it's heartwarming, and nearly starts crying.
The video came out about 2-3 weeks ago, possibly even longer, and he was just taken back by, you know, as you said, the interview of Liverpool fans, what his thoughts on Momo. And I think he was more surprised than anything, because obviously he's part of that, you know, famous song of the midfield and stuff, but I think he thought he was underappreciated, or he didn't get as much presence in the media. I think because he came up with Mascherano, Alonso, and Gerrard, and he was kind of at the bottom of that pile. But you know, he starts crying. It's quite nice. I quite liked him when he was a player. I think one of those people who's never afraid to throw a challenge in. Mm-hmm. He loved the slide. He often got booked and stuff, and he was integral to that midfield. I quite enjoyed it, and it's quite nice to see that, you know, fans can still have that effect on players. Or former players, sorry, and it shows that he cares.
If you see on screen, I was so happy, so proud to Soko Hotels Liverpool FC. When you play football, when you play for a global club like Liverpool, you just want to play very good and leave something. When you play in Anfield and you play Champions League, when you play big games there in Anfield, my friend. It must be great though. You've obviously left with a legacy, with a great club, and you're getting this adoration. And he was a fantastic player. Obviously, he goes on to say about his song, and this is his Instagram. And yeah, it's fantastic because he's basically talking about, yes, I sing it. It's very special for me, and my children sometimes sing it too.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. I think you don't get that in a lot of, you know, teams or clubs that you play for, like having an individual thing. I think we're quite spoiled now. Where I was thinking about it the other day, we literally have a song for most players in our team. And going back then, you know, like I said, when you've got world-class midfielders, I don't think he was maybe not considered world-class by a lot of fans or pundits or maybe opposition fans in that sense. But he did a job. He kind of like the Wijnaldum. He did, kind of did like all the dirty work and the stuff that wasn't, you know, he wasn't 30, 40, 50-yard passes like the others were and stuff. So, you know, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, let us know in the comments what you thought of Momo Sissoko. I mean, fantastic player, obviously. But we will move on. Ross, this is your little bit.
People already know this.
You've got a book.
We've got a book. First run sold out in less than a week. Second run, we don't have many left. We're doing a limited run on these, and probably less than 100 left now, so if you want one of these, be quick, because they are selling quite fast. For those who don't know, it's basically a review of last season, where we won a nice little Champions League. It's quite nice, but it's a bit different to most other books that are out there. Yeah. So obviously, you know, Paul Tompkins, I think the rapper got a book, and a few others have got them, but which are really good in-depth analysis. This is a bit more jokey, a bit more of a laugh, something you can kind of pick up and read whenever you want. And particularly when it's international break, you're trying to make a film, and you know, this is perfect. There's another international break in 3 weeks or something stupid, probably. So if you want one of them, get it ordered now before we run out. I don't think we're going to do another run after this. I'll get Si to put a link in the description and in the live chat now.
Do you want to know what the best part about that book is? There's a picture of me.
Is there?
At some point in the book.
Crystal Maze.
Crystal Maze. There's a picture of me in the
Crystal
book.
Crystal Maze is pretty good as well.
And I'm quite happy with that. On to the title of the show. Nabil Fekir speaks out on why Liverpool transfer failed. He's not a Liverpool player, but I figured, you know what, let's bring it into the news. Let's bring it into the collective consciousness if you have not seen any of it. Lots of lies were told and they affected me. Fekir told L'Equipe, especially those told about my family. It hurt them and me, especially when you know what's being told is false. What was said is not the truth. My knee is good. I had a quick medical at Clairefontaine. My knee wasn't even mentioned. If my knee had been in such a bad state, why would Jean-Michel Aulas made an offer to keep me? But the worst thing is the idea that people could suggest that it's because of my family that the transfer didn't happen. It's a lie, but you have to live with it. Now, this has all come, like, there's basically been two sides to this. Fekir's come out and basically saying that Liverpool needed to find an excuse. I think it comes down here. Even I don't know, I promise you, I did my medical, and then Liverpool decided not to sign me. At some point, they wanted to have me believe it was because of my knee, but an excuse needed to be found. Then his agents come out. Basically, this is on Sport Witness. Burns, this is his ex-agent after
their fallout.
He has to stop the show and stop taking people for fools. Everyone knows what happened. The transfer to Liverpool has turned around for two reasons. The first being his knee. The second is the appearance of a foreign pseudo-representative who asked for the negotiations to be resumed from the beginning at the moment of signing. I don't know who that could be or even what that really means. It could have been his brother.
Could have been Spider-Man.
It could have been anyone, but a foreign pseudo-representative. It's mad though, isn't it? Like, it's obviously going to come out properly, but it's weird seeing two sides to this story.
Yeah, when I first saw the agenda and you wrote Nabil Fekir, and I was like, Christ, not again, I can't bother with this, but it's actually dead interesting, the fact that, you know, this is good now because it's not our problem.
Yeah.
And there's multiple problems on multiple levels on this, the fact that his agent's falling out with his knee, he's kind of a he said, she said thing. He's going to do everything he can to convince other people that his knee is fine. Mm. And, you know, we'll never know the truth behind that or not, but, you know, again, it's not our problem. And he's kind of clutching at straws now. It's like, it's done. Kind of just move on with it. And the fact that he's got to bang on about it and the fact that he's fallen out with his agent, as we've seen, you know, in the past couple of weeks, agents can be, you know, bellends.
Of course.
At best. You know, Liverpool don't have to deal with that. Liverpool don't have to deal with, you know, it's a carry-on, basically, and I'm kind of glad we don't. It is interesting to read, like I said, but it not being an issue of ours or a concern of ours anymore, then fine, I'll take interest in it now.
No, it's fair. I mean, again, let us know in the comments what you think of this whole Nabil Fekir saga. Probably the answer is, shut up about it, lads. I don't want to hear about it. And that's fair. Let us know as well. We'll move on to something that, I mean, look, we don't really care about, but there's a lot of fans like yourselves, maybe behind the camera, who really do like the international side of the game. For me, it's a bit of a distraction from club football, but I do get it. I understand why players want to be there. To start with, Granit Xhaka makes offer to Jadon Shaqiri after Liverpool stars Switzerland absence. Basically, Granit Xhaka is saying, let me just scroll down here. Sorry, if the captain ban really is the problem, then we can sit together at one table. We are grown up enough to talk about it. Basically saying he's not being there with the squad because, I mean, from my understanding, it's because he wants to get in the Liverpool team.
Yeah, he's had loads of niggling injuries. I think it's his calf, and he can't want to concentrate on that and kind of fight for his place at Liverpool. I think he's going to come to a point now where we're going to see Jurgen Klopp use a lot of rotation. Now we've had the first international break, all we're coming towards the end of it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got an integral part to play in Liverpool's side, as far as I'm concerned. Whether that's, you know, starting games in, you know, cups or European games, or coming on as a substitute to, you know, just have fresh, massive legs. It doesn't strike to me that the captain's armband was a thing. I didn't think that would be it. I think he just wants to concentrate on himself, his club football. I do think it's a bit of a bizarre move to say you don't want to play or be asked to be left out of your national team because, as you rightly said before, you know, people seem to be a lot more patriotic to the national teams than you or I or
would
whatever.
It's annoyed? A massive thing for what. Would you be annoyed, let's say, if, I mean, let's give an example. I don't know. Like, if Henderson would rather stay with the England setup, maybe, and then didn't want to go to play for Liverpool. I mean, that's never going to happen. It's a weird situation, but I can see why people might be annoyed at him, his fellow teammates and stuff. I mean, it's basically just saying it's fine. Granit Xhaka is saying it's fine. It's a non-story. But it is weird.
It's also odd as well because the amount of international football is being played at the minute. Like, I love the break because obviously not now because you're four games in. I don't see the point in having a break then. But if you're going to have a break, you don't have to fill it with football. Yeah. Like the European dancing on ice whatever it was beforehand, which was a qualifier for the Euros, and now we're having more qualifiers for the Euros. If just have one competition, or don't have friends. I get that you need to meet up and see the systems and change teams and stuff, but just have a break. That's because I prefer club football, but I'd rather people that haven't had a pre-season or they've got time off.
To have a break.
Yeah, to have a break. Why not do that with everyone else?
You've got me really wanting now a Dancing on Ice style competition for the teams to qualify for the Euros.
UEFA Nations League, that's the one.
It would be fantastic. Just to quickly run through, if you do care about this kind of stuff, European Championship qualifying tables is on your screen. England are top. They're playing tonight at 7:45, I believe. I've got it right here. Yes, 7:45
Sounds
against
like
Kosovo. I know, exactly. Just scrolling through, we don't care.
Who won the UEFA Nations League?
Portugal.
Are Portugal in this as well?
Portugal are here, yeah.
They've won the UEFA Nations League to qualify for the Euros. Now they've got to play in the Euro qualifiers to play in the Euros.
It doesn't matter. We're going through the groups, it's fine. Group C is the one that's quite interesting. Netherlands, obviously, Gini scored twice in a row. Yeah. Two games, two wins this past week for him and Virgil van Dijk. Fantastic.
Just quickly on that, I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter and stuff. He needs to do more of that for Liverpool. He plays number 10 for Holland. That's because he gets further forward, whereas he's got help off Fabinho and a lot of times for Liverpool.
It shows just how versatile he is, though, Ross. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're tasking Jordan Henderson to kind of play that kind of role.
He scored a header, though.
Yeah, there you go.
When was the last time he scored a header, Tom?
It was against Spurs.
No.
Where was he?
Barcelona.
Oh yeah, he's got another in that game. I watched it the other day, the full game as well, weird. Scrolling through, I mean, there's Croatia there, don't really care. Keep going through. Here's the other one. Scotland are pretty much down the dumps. Feel sorry for Andy Robbo there. Again, I mean, if you care about it, let us know in the comments. Si, do you have any of said comments for me and Ross?
Not too much today, really. A couple on Fekir. So, UC Heineken says 2030, we'll still have news about Fekir to LFC and every window in between. Mm-hmm. Paul Young's got one, says Nabil Fekir has missed 58 days through injury since 16-17. Naby Keita has missed 219 days. We've missed out on a really good player for 30 million, but paid 50 plus for Keita, who is injury prone.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, they're stats, they're facts that you've just given to me, so I can't really argue with them. I did think we kind of missed out a bit on Fekir, especially after he did it again. Two seasons on the bounce, and now he's gone to Real Betis. I'm not that arsed, if I'm being honest with you. And I can understand why people might be, but look at what we've been able to do with the team that we've got. I think Naby Keita needs to be given a bit more time, and I understand the frustration with his injury, because I'm sure he's the most frustrated out of everyone, never mind us. Yeah.
I think Yossi's right there, for the fact that this is going to go on forever. But I think the Naby Keita stuff's interesting, because you can say he's injury prone now, in hindsight it's great, but his injury record before that wasn't too bad, and he never had an ACL that was put together by a 4-year-old, by the sounds of it. We go on.
Any others say?
Patrick Darcy says Tom really has hairy arms. Oh my god.
They are a bit hairy.
Do you want to see his chest?
You don't. You really don't. That's another fact. Yeah, fair enough.
To be honest, we haven't got too many comments today.
No super chats for Ben.
No super chats for Ben.
Ben has actually been in the comments saying that he wishes he was on the show, but
Ben was about to be on the show.
Should we text him getting down? We've got time to get it.
No, well, I said let's keep it to 12, so we're on 13 now.
Okay.
If you haven't already subscribed to Redmen News, we are on 22.2k subscribers. We're here every single weekday, giving you all the news and rumours around Liverpool, trying to be giving you all the facts, and then you can decide. We always love to have your opinion on the show as well. We love to come in the comments and see what your guys' opinion is on everything. Don't forget to buy the book that Ross is going to sport again, but now is on your screen as well. Go and buy the book. Ross and Paul work really hard on it. It's fantastic.
I think it's the James Pearce thing as well. I'm quite looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's boss. James Pearce is going to be out later on today. If you can't wait for that, we did a show yesterday basically wrapping up the season so far. 4 Premier League games into the season, 2 cup finals into the Premier League season. I really enjoyed that show as well. I think we'll wrap it up there anyway. We'll be back tomorrow with all the rest of the daily news. Thank you, Si, behind the camera, and James. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you.
See you later.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.